We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think kind of everything's clicking. The hitting's there, and you know, we're pitching well, and the bullpen's thrown pretty well. So we're just kind of putting it all together and just taking advantage of teams we should beat.
Yeah, in Minnesota, I mean, the Twins are in first place. They made some uncharacteristic mistakes, but how important was you guys were able to take advantage of them?
Yeah, you know, they're a great team, you know, first-place team. And, those are the games you kind of have to win, to get back into it. They made a few mistakes, and, you know, we definitely capitalized in. That's something we hadn't really done all year. When a team makes a mistake, you kind of got to bury them, and we did. So that was good to see.
How are you feeling at the plate right now?
Feel all right. You know, coming back from the All-Star break, you know, you get a little 5-day break of seeing live pitching, so it takes a little bit just to settle back in, and for the most part I feel really good, and just try to keep hitting.
You're not sneaking up on guys on pitching staff scouting reports anymore with what you've been able to do. Have you noticed teams start to pitch you a little differently?
Every team's different. Some go away from me, some go up and in. Just kind of depends who's pitching, what their strengths are. And I noticed the Twins were just kind of pounding me in, especially with the lefty kind of running it in. But, once I faced a righty, I felt a lot more comfortable on it. So just kind of making small adjustments here and there and, just trying to see how the other team's pitching you.
What are some of the adjustments you can make?
You'd be looking there. You see a ball, fastball come, middle in, just be ready to fire. Be ready to pull the ball. So, sometimes with my approach, I'll be, okay, let's just go to left center here. They're throwing away. They're throwing in. You got to be ready to turn and burn.
In Cleveland, you saw Pete up close, what he was able to do in the Derby. That home run yesterday, you've seen some long ones, but where does that one rank for you?
That one's definitely up there. Third deck at Target Field, that's a bomb. So, I've seen him hit some that were pretty close to that. So, it's hard to compare, but, it's definitely in the top five.
How are you feeling defensively? You're playing in right. You've been playing in left. How's the comfortability at this point?
I feel a lot more comfortable in right, after getting all the reps. And, basically feel comfortable where they put me. Late in games I've been going to left. Still feel comfortable out there. But, every day getting reps out in right field, just getting more and more comfortable.
What do you know this ballpark with the wind? It's windy right now out in right field. How do you prepare in a case like that?
I know the wind kind of blows across, and we're in California where the air's heavy, and it's kind of a lot like my college field. The wind kind of blew in and across from right, so I know any ball hit over there, especially from a righty, is just getting knocked down. So just be ready for that, and that wall's a little crazy. So just be athletic as I can out there, and expect a bad bounce, and we'll see how it goes.
Being on the West Coast, and any family and friends you might have here in the area this weekend?
Oh, yeah, you got a bunch. I had to leave a lot of tickets today. So, got most of the family members here and, some friends from up here.
The fact that this team has won four games in a row, we're approaching the trade deadline. There's a possibility that some guys could get moved. What's the feeling been like in the clubhouse?
I don't think any of us are kind of letting that affect us. I know everyone sees it, but, I haven't heard guys say, oh, I'm getting traded or anything like that. So, we're focused on, every single game and, playing well. We're trying to get back in a race. I think we're like five games out of the wild card. So it's definitely can be done, especially with some of the teams we have coming up. We can make up a lot of ground.
Especially the Giants, who are playing well, and they're in a similar position.
Yeah. I think they've won a few straight, same with us. So it's going to be a good series. And, I guess whoever wins this series can, jump some teams in the standings.
Last thing for you, what's the approach? How do you approach Bumgarner?
Just try to look for a pitch middle. I've had a little bit of success. I think I faced him twice in like two starts, so I kind of know what he tries to do against me. So, just kind of stick with my approach, and hopefully you get some good pitches to hit, and you can't miss them.
Jeff, thanks for a few minutes. Good luck tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you.